G.K. Chesterton, the great Christian writer, was once with a group of friends when the very popular question was posed to them. If you are on a desert island and you had only one wish to have one book, which book would you choose? And somebody said, well, of course, the Bible. I would choose the Bible. Another friend said, well, no, I think the Stations of the Cross are the Imitation of Christ. And G.K. Chesterton said, I would choose the book, How to Build a Boat. Religion is practical. It's not an affectation. It's not fictional. The more closer our life resembles what we believe, the more real religion becomes. However, sometimes the answer is so obvious, how to build the boat. Why would you choose any other book? That we get lost in the obvious. One of my friends says, no matter how much you push the envelope, it's always stationary. Silence is preaching also. When I was teaching the children in preparation for First Holy Communion, teaching children, obviously, any one of you who has taught, you begin to look at things differently. You begin to learn from the children. And we came upon one simple statement. You know that you have often heard that every time you choose something, you say no to 1,000 other possibilities. Once you've chosen to be here in church, you said no to a lot of things. Well, we were talking about temptation, and the children were very smart. They said, when you say no to something bad, you are actually saying yes to God, to your brother, to your sister, to your parents. A simple no to a temptation, to something that is self-destructive, to a dysfunctional, non-actualizing choice. You are saying yes to being honest, to being beautiful, to supporting your parents, to making it easier for people in this world to be happy. And that's why St. John Chrysostom says, we do not celebrate enough our little victories. Every time you say no to something bad, you're saying yes to a beautiful victory of becoming a wonderful people. John Chrysostom said, why do we cry when we repent? We should cry when we sin. You don't cry when you get the disease. You don't laugh when you get the disease. You should cry only when you get it, but you should rejoice when you find the cure for it. When we repent as Christian, although comedians may tell you that they focus on guilt, but true Christians focus on cure and are happy and delighted that they were able to see in their life what they did wrong. And what a beautiful thing it is to celebrate what you did right. So in our own little lives, you remember to celebrate those choices. The positive in a negative situation is often forgotten. When you refuse to fight with someone, when you refuse to take revenge on someone, when you refuse not to do your homework, when you refuse to say bad words, you are actually saying, yes, I do want to work. Yes, I do want to bring peace to my family and to my loved ones. Yes, I want to be the source of peace in my community. Yes, I want to be a good human person. So celebrate those little victories, because every time you say no to something bad, what you're really doing is saying yes to something good, to your life, to your family, to your God, and to your future. Slava Isusu Christu.